Kilo Juliet, you're net controlling tonight, just KJ4WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Due to top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Coast, Mr. Peter is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. Mr. Peter is operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net? If so, call KJ4WZM. I don't hear any at this time. I've got 14 pre-net check-ins that I'd like to go ahead and recognize. Then we'll move to the regular roll call part of the net. Echolink stations first, followed by RF stations in their alphabetical groups. So tonight, these 14 stations are W4FCM, that's Fred, N4IEI, his wife Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QLQ, his wife Linda, they're in Piedmont. W4TOA, that's Grant from Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KG4LSL, Jimmy in Anderson, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors. I'd like to make a call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, if you will, please check in K2RCL. I'll be checking in from San Dimas, California tonight. Say hello to everybody on the net. Appreciate you calling it tonight. And 73s to everyone. I'll be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM, please check in KA3JCA Richard, KA4JCA Sally, and KA4ACL. Hello to everyone on the net. Thank you, Daniel, for calling the net tonight. And we had a real busy day, so it's going to be an in and out for us, sir. KA to JCA, Claire.
Nice. KL, in from San Dimas, California. Then I've got KA3JCA. That is Richard, KA, his wife Sally, and KA4ACL, his daughter Ashley. They're at home in Simpsonville tonight. Richard, were you wanting to check in the Upstate Amateur Radio Club as well?
You'll go ahead and check in K3DOV, Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Whisker, Upstate Amateur Radio Club.
Right, Richard, I've got all of y'all checked in, and K3DOV, Upstate Amateur Radio Club as well. We'll make one more call for Echolink stations. Are there any other Echolink stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call KJ4WZM. Alright, looks like that does it for now. So we'll begin with the regular roll call part of the net, the RF section. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with stations with the suffix of your call, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Dean Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
So, check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WZM. Please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, fresh back from the farm. Good evening, all on net.
I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Rick, Chell, Lorena, and Michelle, we said hello. We've got K4AFT, that's Michael in Central, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, and KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM.
2ZM, 1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Nice. K1CJW, that is Roland and Pickens. Sounds like through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move up the log to E through H. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X, Penrose, in and out tonight, and thank you for calling the net.
Paying attention for a second, I missed my section. Please check in November 4, Alpha, Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla.
Negative 4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around and aggravate you a little bit.
I would like to recognize KO4HKX, that is Patrick and Penrose. N4AHO, that is Doug and Walhalla. And KC4EZN, that is Harry and Candler. And Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. Appreciate you hanging around to aggravate me tonight. Looking forward to it. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. It's up for E through H, so we'll go ahead up to I through L, India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike. Jerry from Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. And N4JBM, Jerry from Campobello. Any other stations, India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM. It's up for I through L, so we'll go ahead up to Mike through Papa. Station to the subject of your call, Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. 10KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie, AF4SX. We're in southern Greenville County, down here in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
ZM 4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont, tonight heading to work. 70 Daniel and all the net be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo. I'll be negative and negative.
ZM, if you will, please check in out of order. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. I'm sorry I'm out of my turn. I dismissed it. No traffic, no comment. Thanks, Daniel.
Recognize KF4NXY, that is David, and AF4SX, that is Marie. David, tell Miss Marie we said hello. And in case any of y'all are wondering, Possum Kingdom is a real place. And there's a big old barn labeled Possum Kingdom out there too. Been there, seen that. That is definitely about as southern Greenville County as you can get. That's barely Greenville County at all. Next up, I've got KO4NNH. That is Fred, mobile in Piedmont, headed to work. Fred, I hope you have a good night at work tonight. Don't work too hard. Then I've got KO4PXB. That is Lloyd in Simpsonville. And W4IOE Sid in Fletcher. Any other stations, Mike through Papa and through Pete, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Please check in KC8PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike. Fletcher in Simpsonville checking in through EchoLink.
Joe, in that last one, I had a set of headphones on. I think you're Q3T. This is November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. This is Tom. I apologize if I'm out of order. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize. KC8PJM, that is Fletcher in Simpsonville, N0TR, Tom in Greer. By Echolink text message, I've got KO4NUE, that is Chad. He brings along with him, his wife Anna, KO4RYP, and they're at home in Campobello tonight. Chad, please tell Miss Anna we said hello. I have a list of Echolink stations on here, so I am going to make a call for just Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into Bluish 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, if you will, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4, PQA. Stephen in Greenwood, good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative this evening.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic.
All right, net would like to recognize KA4PQA, that is Stephen in Greenwood, and KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit. All right, well, that looks like that wraps it up for Echolink stations at this time, so we'll go ahead and make another call for Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Go ahead and move up the log to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WGM, I probably got that wrong. How about just net control? Please check in, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4, SRR, Robert, down here in Joanna. I'll be negative and negative, but wishing you all a 73.
Net control, check in N4RLX. That's November 4, Romeo Lima X-ray. Pilot and cross anchor, negative and negative.
4WZM. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Net would like to recognize KD4SRR, that is Robert and Joanna. N4RLX, that is Pilot from Cross Anchor. And KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Hey, Robert, just a quick question for you. Have you ever been to Possum Kingdom before, or have you ever heard of it? It's just an interesting place name, and it's actually not too far away from you, probably within a 20, maybe 25-minute drive.
No, I haven't. I haven't put that on my bucket list yet, but it is definitely somewhere I would recommend to my curator friend and historian, Tom Poland of the South Carolina State Museum. I'm sure he would dig that, and it's probably much more interesting than where my brother lives, which is Mudlick, down in Noberry County, an actual Revolutionary War site where the Patriots said, "I'll let the Brits have it." So that's pretty much how much Mudlick was. But anyway, we'll check on that, and we'll definitely set up a tour bus to go through to Possum Kingdom.
and sample the cuisine. This is KD4SRR clear.
We'll have to get you to cross that little town there off your bucket list of places to go to sometime. Also, if you're interested, a good hour drive from you is a place kind of outside of Duncan, another interesting place named Sugartit, South Carolina. That, too, has an interesting history behind it. if you want to look that up, that, too, is a real place. They don't have official zip codes as actual entities in the state, locations, whatever. I don't remember the actual term for that, but those are real places. Very interesting place names in this state, though. So check that one out, too. It's about an hour from you, straight up 26. Alrighty, let's see here. I think I was in... I'll go ahead and wrap that up officially with KD4SRR. This is KJ4WZM. 73C, Robert. Let's see. Well, I'm going to go ahead to continue Quebec through Tango with one last run through here. Last call for Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM. A uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Museum. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, and I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
WZM, KA5WLL, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, Leroy and Taylor's, and I've definitely heard of Possum Kingdom.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie, Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary. 73 is to all. Thanks for calling in tonight, Daniel.
K4XB, that is Tommy from southern Greenville County. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. KX4YM, that is Scott. He brings along with him his wife and daughter, both named Mary. KO4ACD, that's his wife, and KO4ILI, his daughter. And any other stations? Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM.
ZM. Museum, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Uniform, Delta Lima, KM4, UDL. My name is Jack. I'm operating out of Welford, South Carolina tonight. I'll be negative, negative, 73 is on the net. Thank you, sir, for calling the net.
KM4 ULD, that is Jack in Welford. We'll go ahead all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Museum. In the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no shoe tonight. Good evening to you all on the net. And have you ever, have you ever been to Little Chicago?
I'd like to recognize KI4DOS, that is Gary, and K3JOY, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. They're at home in Easley tonight. And I think that I've been through there before, Gary. I know where it's at, though, near the Greenville-Spartanburg line up there near Highway 357, not too far out of Duncan and Inman and Blue Ridge area.
About where it's at, up there, and sit on the liar's bench up there in Little Chicago sometime. KI4DOS.
That's not too far outside of the Sugar Tit area. I guess it's about a 20-minute drive, maybe. Kind of sort of the same area of town, if you could call it that. There's not much out there, but those two places aren't too far apart, although Sugar Tit is way closer to in-town than Chicago. Little Chicago, I mean. But I have definitely heard of it, and I know about where it's at. I think I've been through there, but one of those blink-and-you-miss-it type areas. Thanks for that little reminder about that one, too. Place names are pretty cool.
KI4DOS, KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, this is K2RCL. Just confirming you got my EchoLink check-in at the beginning. I was having a few connectivity issues.
Sir, I do have you in here. I'm looking to see what number I had you at. Okay, you were actually my first check-in for the night. After pre-net check-ins, you are check-in number 16. I got you K2RCL, Russell from San Dimas, California. And I currently have 54 check-ins for the evening.
I copy that. K2RCL is clear. Thank you, sir.
Run through the alphabet before going over to RAG 2. A through Z, Z through A, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM. That wraps it up for now, so we'll go ahead and close out the formal portion of the net. This is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first, and so far only one I've got down for comments tonight is KC4EZN. That is Harry over there in Candler. Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. How are you doing this evening? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. Good evening, Daniel. I'll throw another place at you, Lizard Lick.
I have not heard of that one. Okay, which state's that in?
That is a, I don't think it's an official incorporated town, but a community east of Raleigh. And at one time, their largest expense was the sign, because everybody that came by and saw it had to take it down and take it home with them.
Okay. I had to wait a second to key up on the microphone because I was busy literally laughing out loud over that one. That's really, really, really funny. And the only thing I was hoping to myself is that there's not a truck stop there.
You'd have to have a really, really narrow truck because I think size of the town, there was as I remembered, and I have actually been through there, they had a sign on each side of a post. So if you could get between those two signs, or you could call that a truck stop. No, they don't have a truck stop there, fortunately.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing, too, because when you said Lizard Lick, me being a truck driver, I'm sure you could think of just how crude the humorous thought was that ran through my mind. Kind of disturbing, though. I don't think you want to lick them.
No, not really, and, well, I just won't go there. I think we might want to leave that one on the side of the road where we found it. Anyway, how has your world been going? We've been running around in circles in here doing this, that, and the other. Nothing particularly important, and I haven't heard you a whole lot on the net recently, although there have been times when I've been gone, too. So how is the Daniel world working?
Check in. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. JI4LZI. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Andy, KI4LZI, that's Andy from Table Rock. Got you checked in, Andy. I've been doing pretty good, Harry. I'm going to probably, I don't know how late you're planning on staying up. I have some things that I'll fill you in on sometime over the phone. If tomorrow evening would work better for you, I can do that. But I won't be free until probably about 6 o'clock or so. I'm doing pretty good. I got my place looking really nice for Christmas time. I actually put up a Christmas tree. And right before I started calling the net, I was thinking about how many lights I've hung so I could give you a good idea of that. I'm going to say the best figures I've come up with. I think I've got between 3,000 and 3,500 lights up, which isn't much, but in my house, and I got my Christmas tree and some lights up inside, too. I'll send you some pictures of some of this at some point, and I like it. It's pretty. It's more than 3,000. I don't know that I quite got 4,000, but I do have lights that I haven't hung yet. I think I've got enough, though, so I'm not going to put up any more. It's not like I have a one-acre field to put up a whole lights display or anything like that, but it was enough to make my area look pretty nice. I like it. That's probably the biggest thing that I've done most recently.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. I have to, I use PSK Reporter when I'm working digital or sound card modes because people that are have got that box checked in their software, it tells me where I'm being heard, and it's got a function in there that you can turn off and on that will let you see the street lights and the city lights at night. Like you go up to Alaska and you go all the way up north and you see this bright spot, and that's where the oil refinery's at. I'll have to zoom in on South Carolina and see if there's a bright spot and see if that's where your house is at. I'm just sitting here thinking I've got to call the local club net tomorrow night, and then we're leaving town Tuesday morning. I'll let you make a stab. Let you figure out a stab at that. The cell phone always works, but I said we're gonna be out of town most of next week. And I will go by Lizard Lick, believe it or not. If I get a chance, which I probably won't, the way we go east now, you get on 264 east of Raleigh, and it's a brand new four-lane road that has one of these signs that says it's a future interstate something or other, but it's four-lane, 70-mile-an-hour speed limit for probably 50, 60 miles. It really makes that trip go by in a hurry. Avoids all of those little towns down there. But anyway, I haven't got quite up 3,000 lights. I may have a couple of hundred. We have two cats, and putting a Christmas tree up inside the house is not something that we did but once, and that crash in the middle of the night ended that. So I found one of these, I don't know what best way to describe it. It's a circular plastic thing that was covered up with lights, and you put it up on a pole, and I set it out in the front yard. That's our Christmas tree. And when the lights begin to die, I went through this thing of trying to find which one of the 100 or so was bad, and it didn't take long to give up on that. So I bought a whole new string of lights and rebuilt the thing, and they blink on and off, and that's Christmas. Not real interested in having a tree in the house with no kids running around. Christmas is a little quieter, and we usually find someplace else to go for Christmas anyway. But anyway, other than that, we just been doing radio stuff. I've been trying to catch up on some missing states, and I'm trying to get. I was looking through the records and the logbook of the world stuff, and I like three states on 10 meters, and what's really interesting, one of them is Oregon, and the other two are Virginia and West Virginia, and you would think they would be easy to get, but I found out 10 meters is either line of sight or really good long-range DX, or get something in between is difficult, I have found, but just been doing stuff like that and getting ready for Christmas and spread a little firewood and basically just living life. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, KJ4WZM.
Well, I've got an idea. If you wanted to take your radio equipment with you, we'd be heading towards Raleigh. Virginia should be pretty easy. I don't know about West Virginia because you're too far east. You're still going to have that same kind of distance that you've got between here and there now. So I don't think that's going to help you out much. Although, yes, you're going further north. You're going way further east. So your radius out from that's going to stay about the same, I think. But Virginia, you should be able to pick that up pretty easily at that point. Especially since you'll be near the much more populated side of Virginia. There's a whole lot more hams, most likely, out that side of Virginia than the mountainous part further to the west. So you might be able to pick that one up, but it wouldn't be from your home QTH. If you'd like to come by sometime, I don't know if you feel like taking your life in your hands and going through the concrete maze on 26 or not, because that's a little bit of a disaster, but I'm about a 50-minute trip from you if you want to come by sometime between now and Christmas and see the lights. It ain't a whole lot, but I'd definitely be interested in laying an eyeball and a handshake on you at some point, too. KC4EZN, KJ4WZN.
Got to figure out a time to do that. I think it'll probably be closer to daylight. We went out last night to a restaurant down towards Hendersonville, and I'm not really interested in doing that concrete maze in the dark again. I know that the road is no more narrow than it has always been because those barriers are on the other side of the white lines. But there is something psychological that you kind of sit there and you catch yourself with your elbows drawn in real close to your side, and you're holding onto the steering wheel with both hands, and you're just trying to... I was told a long time ago to look way down the road at the middle of your lane, and that would be the best way to keep you in your lane. And when you're out on the open road, that works pretty good, but they're wiggling things around, you know, moving traffic back and forth and stuff so they can build whatever they're building. I think that'll have to be a daylight time, or at least something close to that, I think. Anyway, we'll figure out a way to do that one of these days. I'd like to come down there and meet some of you folks anyway. I keep waiting on you to have a ham fest or something. I don't think I've heard any plans, at least in the Greenville area. But anyway, we'll see how that works out sometimes. I'd like to do that too, but... Yeah, the other thing you might think about if you got some extra lights is I passed a car last night. I actually met it, some kind of SUV-looking thing like your Ford, and they had some blinking lights inside the windshield. I don't know what that did to the guy driving, but it was interesting to look at meeting him in the dark.
KC4EZM, KJ4WZM. I'll go back to the concrete thing in just a second. But I haven't ever seen them done inside the windshield like that. That would probably impair visibility. I've got an old piece of glass in my vehicle anyways, and it has gone through probably decades of accidental contact with small gravel and sand and a bunch of stuff like that. So at night when you're driving, you can see a number of impurities and all kinds of little things missing out of the glass. Just teeny tiny little specks everywhere. It's old glass. And it's picked up a lot of damage over time. Not enough where it's a big ping or a scratch or a dent in the windshield or a crack or something like that. But I've got a number of those, and I don't think that any extra light from the inside is going to help me too much in my visibility outside. However, I have noticed around here with The Christmas light's done up in the roof rack, wrapped round, around, 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 around. I don't know how they do that, if there's a 12-volt string that they found somewhere, or if they hooked it up to a 120-volt power inverter, or what have you. I'm not sure. But I've noticed a lot. It's not inside the windshield. That's crazy. Little side note here. When I first started driving a 18-wheeler, my first experience with the concrete maze up there in Asheville was about 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago. Coming up on three now, actually. Real close to three. I'd come back from, I think, Pennsylvania. Yeah, it was Pennsylvania. I was coming back from Pennsylvania. And came into that concrete maze at about 6 p.m. And it was raining. Traffic was moving along. Six messes, little 40 junction and all that mess up there. I came around a curve, up the hill, down the hill. As soon as I came over the hill, and I was running about 60, 65 going with traffic, the traffic halfway down the hill was at a standstill. And I locked that truck up real quick. As soon as I found out it was sliding, I released the brakes and pulsated them on again, off again, on again, off again. But I tell you what was scary to me was the concrete was up on both sides. I was used to the lanes being narrow because I've gone through a whole bunch of construction zones, and it wasn't that big of a deal. But being empty and no weight on that trailer, it skidded so quick, and I did not know if I'd be able to stop in time. That was my very first experience driving an 18-wheeler in the concrete maze, and there was nowhere to go. After that, I approached the area much more carefully. Never made that mistake again through there. That was terrifying. I didn't contact any vehicles, and I had about 100 foot between me and the vehicles in front of me when I came to a safe speed again. I was down to like 5 miles an hour and had at least 100 feet, if not 200, between me and the cars. But being unfamiliar with the stopping distance of an empty truck like that, whew, that was terrifying. And the experience I had to, never like to relive. I learned something from that, though. Definitely did, and I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I haven't ever driven anything that big, but I used to drive a school. Well, it was a school bus. It was a school bus, but it was my church was using it, and It took me a while to get used to how big that thing was and trying to keep in mind where the back end was. And the thing that I had to be real careful of, the first bus we had was a 1946 Chevrolet, worn out either two or three times before we got it. We cleaned it up and drove it for a couple of years, and finally, After putting a rebuild engine and a rebuild transmission in it, they decided it was time for a brand new one, and this was 1976. And that bus, since we're hauling adults, they didn't put the seats as close together as they would in a school bus. But that bus had like 8 or 10 feet of bus behind the rear wheels. And it took me a little while to get my head wrapped around of how much room I was wiping out behind me when I turned a corner. I got used to it and, I only had one bad wreck in that car, and the guy that I ran into thanked me. I was backing up a street, and it was dark, which was two things that I shouldn't have been doing. And he had one of those Dodge station wagons, I forgot, it had a weird name on it, and they had all kinds of problems. And he had pulled in the dark on the side of the street, and I didn't see him. I was doing like maybe 5 miles an hour. I ran into him, got out, and everything, and he thanked me. He says, I'm so glad you got into that thing. He says, I've been wanting to get rid of it. He says, now I have to. Nothing ever came of it. But still, that's the biggest thing. This was a Ford C 750 chassis was what it was on. And like I say, it had like 8 or 10 feet of bus behind the rear wheels. And I don't know, that just took me a while to get my head wrapped around and get it in my head that when I turned the corner, number one, you have to not run over the corner with the rear wheels. But then the other thing is to remember how much that thing swung around behind me where I really wasn't in control of it. Anyway, we'll turn that back to you, Daniel. Enjoy talking to you. And probably next week, so we'll be visiting my wife's sister and probably after 9 or 9:30 at night, we stay at a motel. So after 9 or 9:30, I should be available if you want to call me. That ought to work out. Wednesday, Thursday is when we're going to be there. And anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel. We'll figure something out. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. If I don't talk to you again, have a Merry Christmas.
And KJ4WZM. Sounds good. Well, I'll try to catch you Wednesday or Thursday next week, then that works out good for me. It's not time-sensitive or urgent or whatever, but I was going to update you on some things that's new on my end that I wasn't going to say over the radio or whatever, just to fill you in on what all's new. And, let's see. Oh, about the buses. That was probably my biggest gripe about driving locally around this area, with the buses is there's a few roads, especially in Pickens County, but some in Greenville County as well, where they kind of Y together. Instead of coming to a 90-degree intersection, it's like the 15-degree intersection where the road almost merges in. And the bus drivers, instead of using their little spot mirror on the side, like to approach it and then turn 90 degrees at the stop sign to make their little, let's see if I can see both ways to turn instead of using the mirror type deal. And I'd be approaching these, so let's say I was oncoming towards where the bus was, and my road is going straight, and then off to the right is a little road that branches off, which is where the bus is coming from. And I'd be approaching that corner there to take it at speed, you know, 45, 50 miles an hour, because it just gently branches off at just a couple of degrees, which is fine. It's gentler than most curves and most roads. It just branches off delicately to the right. Well, when that bus suddenly decides, oh, I'm going to pull perpendicular to the road that I want to turn onto so that I can see both sides instead of seeing the mirror, all of a sudden the tail end of that bus completely blocks the entire road, and I've got to come to a standstill in a big hurry, because not only has he walked off my lane, he's overhung over the grass. He's over the other side of the road with the tail end of his vehicle because it's so far off the back wheel. So anytime I started seeing buses approach roads like that and I had to turn right, I just assumed they were going to block the road. So I all of a sudden just came to a stop immediately, because a lot of them would choose to do that. Not all of them, but a lot of them would. And I think they're just oblivious to the fact that the back end of the bus blocks the road and nobody can go in or out at that point. So that was my end of my little gripe there, but I found that extremely frustrating. That took some getting used to. Alrighty, Harry, I guess that wraps it up on my end too. End of gripe. But we'll try to catch up with you once you come back from your trip. And hope you have safe travels and enjoy your time with your family and enjoy the trip. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM, 73C. Catch you later on. KC4WZM. Looking for any stations that I may have missed, Alpha 3 Zulu, for check-ins or comments. A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check in or comment. Call ZM now, securing the Blue Ridge Commuter Network. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night.